with my good friend, Vicky Gandy, with Cry Like Realtors. Good morning, Vicky. How are you?
Good morning. I'm so glad to be here with you, Ben.
What's in your canister over there? Are you a coffee drinker? Are you a morning riser?
I'm a water person. I have to have my 25 ounces of water, you know, before 10 o'clock because I have to stay hydrated. That's my big thing. So
Hydration.
I've already had my coconut water and now I'm on to real water. So,
you know, I'm working through a program. It's called 75 Hard. Have you heard of it?
Yes.
They want me drinking a gallon of water every single day.
Yeah. And I've done it. And it's hard, but it's once you get used to it, you're like, right now I'm still dry. And I've already had two of these and a little water of coconut water. Coconut water has calories.
Okay. No. Coconut water is disgusting.
No, it's not. You said it's not.
Terrible. It's terrible. And I see the health benefits and I think, okay, maybe I'll try it. And it's one thing if it's coming from the Bahamas and you just crack open the coconut. It's another thing when it's in a can.
Mine's in a box. It's not as canned. But regardless. No. Sometimes the way I started, I squirted lemon in it. And then now I've gotten so used to it, I can just chug it. You know, no big deal. But it's in my fridge. It has to be cold. I don't like it warm, but I do it every day. It's in my, first thing I grab when I get up. And it's like 48 calories for half or whatever. So I count my calories too. So.
All right. Well, you count a lot more than calories. You also count cents and dollars. That's why I wanted to bring you into this conversation.
Yeah.
So the mayor proposes a 23% increase in property taxes in front of the city council yesterday. It would be a 75% increase. Here is the mayor. Take a listen to this in cut number 12.
And then I want to show you what it means for the people of Memphis. The increase on the city tax rate. So this is just the city tax rate. This does not include Shelby County. Currently, if you have a $100,000 home in Memphis, it's a $675 tax rate. What we are proposing is a 75% increase. This would equate, this is annual, this is the annual amount. And so $675 a year would go to $863. That's roughly $188 more.
I mean, I heard you gasp. Even Chase Carlisle on the city council, he said, I mean, we were expecting a hike, but that's a huge number.
I mean, he said a $100,000 home. Now, how many $100,000 homes do we see out there that we would want to live in? I mean, no offense to anybody, but let's think of it that way to begin with. And then secondly, I was going to quote you. I'm quoting you, a $500,000 house. Think about what that's going to do to that. And I'll just give you a comparison quickly. If you live in the city of Memphis and you live in around a $515,000 house, your taxes are $2,214. So $2,214. If you live in Germantown, your taxes are $1,704. And if you go to Bartlett, it's even cheaper. And Collierville is kind of almost with Germantown. So that right there, and I'm doing this. I'm taking people out who are going, I can't qualify for this house. I can in Germantown or Collierville or Bartlett or, you know, or Arlington, but I cannot in Memphis. And so I'm having people not, you know, leave Memphis to go look somewhere else. And they would rather be, because they work in Midtown or they're like you, they want to be in downtown or whatever. They can't do it.
So this effectively is cost right along to a group of people. You've got the owners of these homes.
Yes.
Then you've got business owners that are concerned about this.
And theirs is even worse. Yeah.
The Greater Memphis Chamber has come out against this. They said a property tax increase could have a chilling effect on our ability to attract future business investments. Excuse me. So that's on the business side, but you could say the same thing about how this would attract future residents moving into Memphis.
Well, it's both. I can sell both. And the one thing about businesses, a lot of these people are having, you know, we're going to see quite a few commercial buildings go for sale because of COVID. More people work home and they'll go, oh, well, we'll just sell the building and let everybody work from home and we won't have to pay this. And you don't want that. You don't want all these buildings sitting empty. And the thing is, we had a meeting about this yesterday at Germantown, and everyone was like, we're going to see a huge group leaving. You're going to just see, you know, here they go. Nomads leaving, you know, leaving the desert.
That's exactly what Todd said. He said, it's unraveling. Expect another mass exodus of citizens who can afford to move. And soon larger companies will start pulling out.
And you'll see people abandon houses too. You're going to see people can't afford it and they're going to be foreclosed on because they can't pay their taxes.
One of our listeners wrote this in, and I'll read it and get your response. City of Memphis has a $53 million tax shortage. The mayor's tax hike would add $400,000 annually on a $250,000 home. He wants this money to fight blight, 3% pay raise for all city employees, and to cover the cost of rising inflation. Make that make sense. They go on to say, and her name is Jenny, by the way, to KWAM, quote, who's covering the cost of inflation for families who can't afford to live right now? With law-abiding, hardworking, tax-paying people and businesses leaving in droves, it's like putting a Band-Aid on a broken dam. Way too many non-tax-paying, non-working criminals making a living stealing from the taxpayers for this to work. What do you make of it?
Well, you know, think about the consumer as well. Our insurance is going up because of all that's going on. We're seeing it, you know, as we're people are buying houses and you look at the new insurance, the quote on insurance is going higher because, you know, their insurance is having to pay so much on your vehicles being stolen and all that, and, you know, things being broken into, homes being broken into. But the thing is, I want to ask the mayor, why would you take a raise when you're asking us to start paying this much more? You've only been in the office 110 days or whatever, and you're actually asking, or I don't know if he asked for the raise, but why would the city council give him that? They need to say, okay, the first thing he should do, I'm tightening my belt. I'm not taking a raise this year. I'm not giving city council anything. I'm not giving anyone raises, you know, because the city council is not a full-time job. They could, you know, and it's like show us cuts and show us some things that you're doing to tighten your belt, because there is so much waste in the city of Memphis on what they spend money on.
You're exactly right. So, yes, his salary jumped up $40,000. I don't think people understand that. He went from a $170,000 salary to $210,000. Then you compare that with the police chief, the top dog of the Memphis Police Department, and CJ is pulling in a paycheck of $280,000. That is up like $50,000 from when she started back in 2021.
We should get a $50,000 raise, don't you? Why don't you ask Todd?
Typically, that is based on your performance and based on how she's performing. Yeah. I don't know that she deserves this. Another question I wanted to ask you, and this is related to a conversation that I have with a lot of young people, Gen Zers, millennials. So we're looking at our parents. They were able to get a job. Maybe they had a degree. Maybe they didn't. They were able to buy a house. It is the crux and the number one issue that I'm hearing from my friends. We get the degree. We're working our 9-to-5s. There's no way in hell we can afford to buy a home.
Well, there are some things that can be done, but, you know, it's hard. And most of them need, you know, down payment assistance, closing costs, you know, whatever. And one of the things that we're doing now is we're helping, and I just mentioned to you off air, we're doing buy downs on rates. A lot of times we'll go in and say, hey, will you buy down my rate for the next 2 years? So that can save someone up to $200 to $500 a month until those 2 years pass. And in the meantime, when the rate drops, you can refinance. So there are tricks that we can do. And we're working on this daily. We're meeting once a week, and we spend an hour and a half to 2 hours coming up with ideas. We have lenders coming in our office. So we're on top of this as much as we can be. And the thing is, too, is, you know, you may not be able to buy a house, but maybe you can buy a smaller house or a condo, or, you know, because I hate to see so many people pay rent, because what's going to happen? Your rent's going to go up again. You haven't bought a house yet either, by the way.
This is breaking news. This is breaking news. Not that I haven't bought a house, because Vicky's in my ear reminding me of that frequently. It will also affect people that don't own property.
Yeah.
I.e. like me.
Yeah. And you get no tax write-off. I mean, right now you get a write-off, and you get, you know, it's a lot of things you can write off because of your home. So there are things
darn.
To do.
Well, darn. So following the trends across the market, so this might be more anecdotal. Maybe you've got the numbers in front of you. Are people staying in Memphis, moving to Memphis? Where is the market hot and where is the market cold right now? Just out of curiosity.
A lot is going to Fayette County. We're seeing, you know, I was out there yesterday. We still see a lot in Memphis. They're getting closer and closer into Germantown. Bartlett is really thriving. Arlington is thriving. I mean, it's just people are looking at everything, and it matters. Now, I am seeing, I will say, the large million-dollar houses are still selling. People are still buying. And it's interesting. They're moving. And I know because I work with quite a few friends that sell. I don't sell as many at the high millions, but they're moving and they're selling. They're paying a lot for them. But they also can get different kind of loans too. And, you know, sometimes people can, they'll do a dual loan. You'll finance a certain amount on one loan and you can get a second mortgage and do it that way and different kind of things. But they're selling. Houses are selling. It's slower.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work a little harder. And I tell people now is, you know, bring people like us in who can help you get your house ready to sell. It needs to be top notch. And you can't just go, well, I cleaned it up and you know, I haven't changed a thing since 1970, but it's clean. And I did put a new furnace in, a new roof, and they're great. But, you know, you don't walk in and go, oh, look, a furnace. You know, you're not really excited about that. And so it's a lot. Paint can make a big difference. There's a lot of things you can do. And staging and all the things that can be done, but you need to make some upgrades.
So this is funny because it was probably a couple months ago, you shared something. It was like a day in the life of a real estate agent, and it looked like Leviticus. I mean, it looked like a book in the Bible. And I always flirted around with the concept of being a real estate agent because I can speak.
Oh, but you'd be great.
No.
I could join Team Gandy. Did y'all hear that?
Go teamgandy.com. Nice plug. It's a lot of work.
It is.
Like, I could watch Selling Sunsets on Netflix, and it looks very luxury, and it does look cool. Right?
Yeah, that's a great example.
You get to have these open, what are they, open houses?
Yeah. And they spend $10,000 on their open houses, you know. Have you seen that they'll bring in a band and, you know, wild geese and, you know, caviar.
An open bar and caviar.
Yeah, we don't quite do that. Now, we may have Margarita Monday or Tequila Tuesday, but no, that's about it. Or Taco Tuesday.
And barbecue.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so folks, I want you to go to goteamgandy.com. You can find out all of this information, and I highly recommend you teaming up with my good friend, Vicky, or her son, Thomas. Now, you typically go on the Earl Farrell for Memphis show.
Yeah, I'm going to be on twice today. I'll be here now, and then I'll be on this afternoon at 3:30.
All right, so if you have any questions, you can phone into Earl's show, because Vicky will be joining him. That number is 901-260-5926. Vicky, thanks for dropping by.
I love it. Thank you, Ben.
All right.